This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. Let's go to Steve in Encinitas. Yeah, you're on with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Steve, good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. I just climbed out of my ayahuasca cave, and I'm feeling so much better.
First time, long time.
Hey, how are you? You sound better.
My voice. It's good to hear yours too, man. I feel much better. I know I don't sound all that great, but I feel much, much better. Basically, I've been sitting on my ass for like 3 days straight, so I am losing my mind. And, you know, maybe my marriage and everything else. No, my life has been great, honestly. This time, she's been phenomenal. This time, I've, like, barely seen them. Because, you know, I was supposed to, like, I can't believe this is still a thing, by the way. Like, isolating and all this, it's crazy. It blows my mind. So yeah, man, I feel much better. I think Paulie's going to, the edict that I just got was that I'll be on with you guys tomorrow and Friday, but I got to do it from home. They want me to stay at home, and which is fine. I'll do the broadcast here at the house from 6 to 10, and won't be able to make the round table, Benny. I'm sorry. But, yeah, so I'll be here.
I know you're broken up. You're heartbroken,
I'm sure. I'm very disappointed.
More pizza for me, man. That's fine.
Yes. More pizza. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. I mean, you know,
to hear your voice.
We get some wins today. We each took a turn at guttural scream at 6 a.m. Paulie did yesterday. I let loose today.
Bro, hang on.
I can't wait to hear it.
Hang on. Ready? Here we go.
Paulie, I think I can handle it this morning.
Yeah! Oh, my Lord.
It's a good game last night. We had fun. I went with, obviously, the family. We had a suite for Jack's 21st birthday, and you couldn't have asked for any more. I mean, like, pros, like his favorite player, gets the home run, 3 RBI. Waldron was amazing. We had a perfect view of the knuckleball just fluttering all night, and then to get to watch baseball history with Jeremiah Estrada at the end of the game, striking out his 13th batter in a row, it was like the perfect night at the ballpark.
That's, you know, hopefully we get a good afternoon. I mean, you know I'm sick, dude. I actually talked to Skip, our beloved Skip Schumacher, and I called him on the phone before I talked to you guys, and I just said, I can't believe I'm going to miss you this trip. He's like, well, that's kind of how I knew you were really sick, if you didn't want to come see me. I was like, yeah, 100%. I mean, if I miss a chance to see you, you know that I'm really sick. But, dude, I had so much good stuff this week, too. Like, this was going to be such a huge week, so... Not only do you feel the guilt for being out and not well, it's all rescheduling all the stuff that you have, but at least we'll be able to be ourselves tomorrow again. I'll be back and, you know, get the holy triumvirate back together.
Yeah, it's been weird not hearing your voice over the last few days. You haven't even called me like 5 times a day like you normally do.
I know, dude. This was no joke, man. It really wasn't. I was really surprised to hear, you know, that it was COVID, and then she said, oh, it's been, we've seen a little wave coming through. I'm like, all right, so, you know,
nip it in
the
bud.
What it is at this point. Yeah, nip it in the bud, and, you know, we've got, like, we work with pregnant women, there are women up in there that are pregnant. I'm like, this is the last thing I want, you know, so makes total sense. I have no problem with it, man, at all. Just, you know, want to be a good steward and all that, and like, I know you guys could handle it without me, so I really appreciate it, and we'll be back tomorrow all right, together.
It's good to hear from you. Get better. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but what's your take on the topic then? Are the Padres a good team, like Mike Schilt says?
I mean, I think that they're a little bit above average right now, right?
It's close to good. I mean, it's very close to good.
I'll say this, man. Like I've said it a million times, I sure have had fun watching this pretty average team this year. They really can inspire on certain nights, and some days you look at it and go, oh, yeah, I mean, that looks like a team that about $100 million from their payroll some days. You know, they really do.
I think for me, the losses, they just feel so uncompetitive more often than not.
Yes.
Like, they don't feel like, man, that one just got away. That was a slugfest or what? Like, that was a competitive ball game, and, you know, it just didn't go our way. It feels like they get bodied in their losses, and they play good in the wins, but they get absolutely trounced in these losses for the most part. That I'm like, yeah, they're slightly above average, I guess, and that is exactly what they are because, well, they're two games above 500. That is slightly
two
above
games,
average.
Yeah, I mean, look, at least they've taken care of business, you know, now in these two games. I know that win the other day was one of the – you thought that win was ugly? Try being sick watching that game the other day and, and watching that how they figured that one out with two errors, you know, to win a ball game was – I was like, this is horrible.
You're just waiting. Like, I mean, you're waiting all day for the Padres game to start because you got nothing else to do, and like, and that's what you were waiting for all day long.
Yeah, doubly sick. I was doubly ill after, and that was a win. I was like, God, that was horrible. And then last night, obviously, a lot better. But finish that thing off today. You know, get the sweep and keep the good mojo rolling for sure.
Well, Steve and Encinitas, thank you for the call. You become a North County regular on the program.
Thank you, fellas. I'll see you tomorrow.
I love the graphic. Steve Encinitas with a picture of Woods on our YouTube chat. We'll have Woodsy back on the show tomorrow in at least some way, shape, or form.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.